Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I was telling you earlier in the hour about our really smart Brain Trust members. And nobody fits that profile better than our good friend Anita Rosen. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. And I have the second edition. I suspect there may be another one out there. It's an outstanding book, folks. As I said to you earlier, Anita has been in the industry, the tech industry, for a long time. She was one of the leaders at Netscape when that company got off the ground, when they built the first e-commerce site. But as I say, she's still a baby because she was probably 19 when she was doing all that before. But she's our good friend. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back, and as always, it's funny though. It is funny to talk about some of you internet pioneers that have been around now for doing on your second or third decade, but you're still babies because you were probably just barely out of high school when you started, and it's true, isn't it?
Yeah. I like to say that sometimes, but yeah.
Well, you're not going to argue with me when I say you're still a baby, right?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to argue with you.
Anita, when we first started getting online back in the 90s, most of us, my first modem I had in the 80s, it was a Hayes 1200 baud modem, and I was dialing up to a Prodigy and some of those other systems, but I really didn't consider myself to be on the internet in those days.
We really weren't on what we consider today the internet.
I had
my first email account in 85.
Right. Now, I didn't have an email account in 85, but by the mid 90s, we were doing some internet stuff and building websites. My first website was up in 97. We were streaming on the internet the show in January of 98. And so that's pretty early, but that was what we didn't know at the time. We didn't really understand at the time. It's sort of like you never see a coin you never see a 2,500-year-old coin that says 500 BC. They didn't know it was BC in those days.
Right.
So in 95, we didn't know it was Web 1.0.
Right.
I mean Web 1.0, but it really was. And now we're surrounded with what you and other smart people are calling Web 2.0. Maybe even, contemplating or even building some of the things for Web 3.0. But why is it important for us to kind of start identifying the differences?
You know what? I don't even know if it's that important. It's just you start hearing these words bantered about. And as a business person, you need to know, where am I? And am I, the same thing about 5-6 years ago, should I have a website and why should I have a website? Most businesses realize they need to have a website because people go on web online first to get information. And if you're not there, you might be lost.
Right.
So now what's coming out with Web 2.0, what does that mean? I don't want to be behind. I at least need to know.
So what?
Make an informed decision.
What is Web 1.0? What are some examples of Web 1.0? A basic website, basic email, maybe we got an email marketing program, maybe just a basic catalog of products that people can buy, maybe just a shopping. Maybe we didn't have a shopping cart. Maybe we just have a way for them to see what we sell. Is that kind of 1.0?
Yeah, and a lot of it's hype, because you have new technologies come out and someone needs to wrap them up in hype so that they can get someone to cover it.
Right.
You need, a lot of it is vendors trying to hype it up. But I think it's important for business people to know what some of the new technologies are that are starting to be looked at from businesses and where they work. Because... a lot of vendors say they can work every place. And
right.
like everything that we know, that's not true. So what works and what doesn't? Where does it work well? And then you need to say, well, will that help my business?
Mm-hmm.
Because it might not.
Well,
you might sit there and say, oh, that doesn't do anything for me. And that's the informed decision that a business person has to make.
You've got to decide, okay, when do I make an investment and start making a transition? Because, and if I do this, am I doing it because of the hype, as you say? Am I doing it because it seems to be the thing to do? Or am I doing it because my customers are demanding it, and if I don't do it, I will become uncompetitive?
Exactly. Or you can say, like, what are some of the technologies that people are using as Web 2.0? And frankly, what I have found is nothing is like, wow, that just came about last year.
Right.
These technologies have been around for a while. It's just now they're getting to a certain mass appeal. The web had been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It just had to hit critical mass.
Let me ask you a question. Let me give you an example and see what you think about this. I've been talking about this now for about a year or so. As you probably know, I've encouraged small business owners to develop an email marketing program, some kind of a little newsletter or something to send out to their customers to find out what their customers' emails are and ask for permission to send them stuff once a month, once every other week or whatever. And I still think that that's a good thing, but now there's something that, as you said, is a technology that's been around a while, but it's starting to catch on a little bit right now, and that's real simple syndication. So my question is, could we say that email marketing is Web 1.0 and real simple syndication, in other words, getting that message to them through this different technology that doesn't have to go through email, that might be 2.0? Is that a good example?
I think so.
Because
the
I have said...
The technologies that people are talking about as Web 2.0 are things like podcasting, wikis,
right.
blogs.
Right.
And all of those are, I guess, what you would put into the category of 2.0, where it's not sending an email to them. It's them coming onto your site to get information.
Right. Or when I go there, if I want, I can subscribe through Real Simple Syndication, and you can send me your blog.
Right.
And it doesn't come through my email. It doesn't have to go. It doesn't get involved with spam. See, that's the reason I've actually said that I could see where a real simple syndication would actually replace email as a marketing tool one day. I don't know. I'm going to get you to see whether you think you agree with me or not on the other side of these messages. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with Anita Rosen. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. After the hour, thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out my blog, which you can subscribe to by Real Simple Syndication. We got Web 1.0 and Web 2.0 on our website as we were talking with our good friend Anita Rosen. And Anita, I made the comment before we took the break that I could see where the possibility that if RSS, which RSS is not really in the mainstream all that much, it's growing, but it's not in the main like email is. But I could see where I don't think RSS will do away with email because that's not what it's used for. But I could see where RSS could do away with a lot of or supplant a lot of email marketing. What do you think?
Well, email marketing is running into a lot of problems.
Yep.
So, yeah, a lot of companies are looking at how do we get around email marketing. It was unbelievably effective 5-6 years ago.
Right.
But now with spam and spam filters, it's frustrating as hell. And
it
then
is.
If you're a small business and you're trying to send out an email blast, a lot of the servers only let you send out, you know, they limit you to how many emails you can send per
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to send out a big email blast, you now need to work around all of that system.
And real simple syndication is below all that radar, isn't it?
Right.
It comes in a different way.
Right. So it's really frustrating for small businesses who have opt-in email lists to get them out to their customers because of all the spam filters.
Right. But then it doesn't work if your customers aren't used to using Real Simple Syndication or something like that. If they're not used to that, if they don't have the technology already, then you got to convert them, you got to educate them. And so that makes it tough, doesn't it?
Right. And that's why you have to wait till there's a certain level of acceptance before you can start using new technologies.
Critical mass.
You know, it's the same thing as saying, I have this website and it's wonderful, and people are like, and what's the web?
Yeah.
You know,
oh, see, I remember.
Using it.
When I first started streaming on the internet in '98, for a couple of 3 years there, I mean, how many people had to come to my website just to get streaming software? They didn't even own streaming software.
Right.
And or you know how many people they said, I want to listen to your show on the internet. You know, how do I do that? And they said, oh, wait a minute. First, I got to have speakers.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't even have speakers in those days. Many people. So, and now everybody's got, you know, streaming software. Everybody has speakers.
Everyone may be small businesses, but if you start getting into larger businesses, those PCs are locked down.
Oh, yeah, because of the firewalls.
And also, corporate sits there and says, we don't need to have people listening on their PC. We
right.
don't need to have people streaming.
Right.
And what are they going to be streaming?
Mm-hmm.
We want to control. So you also have to decide, if you're a small business and you're going to consumers, consumers are going to have that technology. If you're a small business and you're selling into people that are at larger businesses,
right.
be very careful, because even though the technology is there and you go, everyone has it, a lot of corporate computers, they don't have it because their attitude is, you shouldn't be wasting your time at work doing this stuff.
Right.
So we don't give it to you. See, if as a small business person, you need to really understand who your constituency is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a consumer, the other thing that they have found is 60% of people do non-business work at business.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a small business and you're going after people, are the people that are you're accessing business people that are going to be accessing those websites at work? I mean, if you're going after 16-year-old kids, obviously they're going to be accessing computers from home.
Right.
But if you're going after 40-year-old people, if that's your constituency as adults, how do adults use computers? Where do adults use computers? And in the break, we were just talking about things like blogging. You know,
right.
there's a reason that blogging is really big on teenagers, high school and college kids, because they have time. I talk to adults over the age of 30, and they look at you like you're crazy when you talk about blogging.
Exactly.
Like,
who has time to go spend?
I got a family to run.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
has time?
Let me throw something else out at you. I heard recently, you're familiar with Craigslist.
Oh yeah.
Would you consider Craigslist to be 2.0?
In some way,
not in the technology, but in the application of it.
Right.
I think it's 2.0. And here's give me an example. I read the other day where a sandwich shop, you know, got all of the it asked its customers, of a large part of which are young people, how to contact them, you know, over on Craigslist it wasn't Craigslist, it was MySpace. MySpace, that's another 2.0.
MySpace is definitely 2.0.
It's definitely 2.0, but what I was saying is...
The application of MySpace has been around for a long time.
Right.
I mean, technology, it's just the popularity of using
right.
a forum.
But the guy found all of it, he asked all of his customers, where are you on MySpace? And they gave them their address, and so he sent out a blast, and he moved his business. And the day he moved his business, and he sent it out to all these people, 800 people came by.
Yep, that's because who was his constituency?
Yeah.
You think it was 40-year-olds? No, it was teenagers.
Right.
So he knew where the teenagers
were. He knew where they lived, and he sent it to them. He found where they went, and he sent them a message. That's Web 2.0, folks, and it's something to think about as you plan your growth plans and your marketing plans. Anita, give us your website, please.
ReadyGo.com.
ReadyGo.com. The book is
or
e-commerce.
AnitaRosen.com.
Or erosen.com. And it's e-commerce question and answer book wherever books are sold. Thank you, Nita.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.